बुद्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः। नमो महापदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरविषये यं तपजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं दैवैपायनो विरहकातया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोऽभिलेहि तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानसे श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द प्रियद्वैत शिवासादि श्रीगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम राम यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यम् सुत गोस्वामी सिटिंग इन नैमिषारण्य अबाउट 80,000 of it rishis and maharshis and he was telling Srimad Bhagavatam. The first of all his offenses to his Gurudev, doing pranam to his Gurudev. Yang praprajan tamanupe tamapeta krityam. Sukhdev Goswami Maharaj was in the womb of her mother for 16 years and he was not coming out. When he became of 16 years old in his mother's womb, his father Sukhdev Goswami you should come out of your mother's womb. You should not give any suffering to her, your mother. Why he came, how he came to his her womb, there is a history. And that history is that Sukhdev Goswami was really the parrot of Srimati Radhika. She was so much nursing that parrot, and he has learned his parrot very strictly to call the name of Krishna. In the same tune and voice as Srimati Radhika, he used to call Krishna. So he has learnt that parrot that how you should call Krishna so sweetly in the voice of Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika's voice is more sweet than Krishna float. And when she speaks or sings, Krishna used to forget to play on his float. So he was nursed by Srimati Radhika from very boyhood, that parent, and very dear to Srimati Radhika. Once Srimati Radhika was giving dudh bhat, dudh means milk
and rice,
very sweet rice, boiled in milk and sugar. Shivaji. Sometimes he used to give
pomegranate seed.
You understand what? When red is full of a rush, and parrot used to like it so much tasteful. And doing all the pack,
nourish.
My dear parrot, he should tell Krishna Krishna. Began to Krishna Krishna. Tears came in the eyes of Srimati Bhai. All her sakhis were there. But he was a parrot, a bird. So anyhow, he flies from there. And there's no so much difference between Nandagaon and Barsana. At that time, Srimati Radhika was in Barsana. So he flies from there. And very near, about not 4 miles, less than that. But at that time, or very near. And he went in the garden of Krishna, where Krishna and Madhumangal were talking to each other. He sat in a very calm and quiet in the branch of a very green tree, on tamal tree. You know tamal tree? Same like Krishna is beautiful. So sat on the bench of that tree and began to call Krishna, Krishna, in the same tune of Srimati Bhai. Krishna was astonished to hear from where the sound, beautiful, sweet sound is coming. He saw that on the, very near, on the branch of tamal tree, very beautiful parrot is sitting, and his mouth was reddish, and all like Krishna parrots, very green color of that parrot. And he was singing, Krishna. So then Radhika is coming and she is calling me. How it is this? But he saw the parrot. Again he told that I am very dear to Srimati Radhika. Very dear. She loves me much and nourishes. Sometimes she has beautiful hands and fingers coming on my back and my hair, giving
pomegranate
seeds. So much affection to me, but I am worthless and bogus.
Ungrateful
bird. I fly from her hands and came to this Nandagaon. I am now so much my anutapa
repent.
I am repenting. That's why I left my master, so lovely and so beautiful. I am now left of her. So I am to die. And he was telling this
again.
Krishna told her, left her hands. Oh, come on. In very beautiful tune and very affectionate words, anyone can hearing the songs of Krishna cannot be. There should be charu at once. Even deers in the forest, even birds, even cuckoo birds, everyone, all the serpents, everyone can be charmed by the word, by the sound of Krishna. And charming mouth, charming face, charming and crooked eyes of the Krishna, at once he can enchant. And Krishna told, come on, come on. And he came and sat on the shoulder of his shoulder.
Shoulder.
Krishna told, my man, what you have told? Repeat again. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna becomes and he began to nourish him, like Srimati Radha. Again, you see Krishna. He told him that my master is Srimati Radhika, and he was nursing so affectionately, giving me so many things, but I am unfortunately, I'm ungrateful. So ungrateful creature that I left her and had come to it. And he began to cry. Krishna felt so much pity on that. And he made his heart that I will never give up this path. I will have it forever. If Krishna sees anything beautiful, melodious, soft, fragrant, he at once takes. So you should not be like this. Otherwise he will charm and take us pure. So if Krishna does like so, you should do like this. Don't take the name of Krishna, otherwise you will be mad. If anyone is singing Hare Krishna, you should do like this. Otherwise he will cheat you. Certainly he will cheat you. I am not telling, gopis are telling that. I have believed in Krishna and he has cheated, so any person should not be cheated by Krishna. That dhurta. Dhurta, you know?
Cheater.
Cheater. So he cheated this parrot, Krishna. And he was so much giving honor and so much affection to that. In the meantime, two girls came from Barsana, running from there. They were Lalita and Vishakha. They told to Krishna, O Brajendranandan, return of parrot. She is loving to so much dove, loving and dear to my Sakhi. Sakhi means Radhika. So he is just returned. Otherwise, my Sakhi cannot live without this parrot. So at once he sees. Krishna replied, I have not painted this parrot. He is free, he is sitting on my hands, and he should call, and if he goes, he may go. They called, but he could not go to them. Krishna told that, you can take and go, but possibly I will not allow to take it, but you can call, and if he is good, he will go, let him go. Lalita and Vishakha told that if my Sakhi was here, and if he has told that, oh come on, he should give you and at once come to Srimati Radha.
And he will attract you.
But she is not present here and he cannot come here. So return. Krishna told that I will not. You can call. They went to Yashoda and told Krishna has taken or parrots of Srimati Radhika. Please, O Mother, manage to return this parrot to Sakhi. But Krishna is determined not to return. Anything which will come to Krishna, it will not return. If Srimati Radhika is there, then return. Otherwise, not. Yashoda Ma told that, wait a little, I am coming. She went to Krishna, and Krishna was being like person to that time. Oh, one second, tell what he told. And he was so much
immersed
in that. He has forget all senses. In the meantime, Yashoda, okay? Oh, you have become like animals. And you want to play with animals and birds? How? It is wrong. And he took like this. And if you will play like this, I will give a slap and I will twist like this. Always playing with all these things. Sometimes dogs, sometimes serpents, sometimes all these things. Your father is so hungry and the time of taking Mahaprasadam has come. It has been offered to Diti, so you should just come with me and come on. And he took the fingers of Krishna and dragged him to his... And he told the, that, oh, arrange to make a bath of Krishna. So Krishna could not do anything. And that bird was again given to Lalita Vishakha and they went to the temple. So you see out there how affectionate was to Radha and Krishna both. And he was serving from morning to again morning Radha and Krishna. Even in so solitary kunjas where Radhika and Krishna used to sleep. So when Krishna pastime was over and Krishna went in Aprakat Leela in Golok Vrindavan, he returned with all his associates. Krishna and Srimati Radhika ordered him, that parent, that you should live in this world. We are going. But you should preach Hari Bhakti to all. And so many important things will be done by you. So you will have. He began to cry and be, I cannot live without you. Krishna told him, yes, you will go after him. But for some time you will have to. Because we are all going, so what will be like zero, so we should help all of us. Then Krishna and the whole Parikas went. After some time, that parrot wants to hear any katha from any good devotees, the Krishna katha. He was searching here and there, he went to Kailash and heard that Shankar, Sadashi, was telling Harikatha, the same Harikatha of Krishna, from birth to birth. And it is called Amrita.
Nectar.
Nectar. More than nectar. So Parvati was hearing and she was telling. First canto went, second, third. Third is some Siddhanta and Srishti. Srishti means
creation.
Creation. So no interest. And gradually he was doing again. After part, after part began. Yes. But he slept. No? He slept. But parrot sitting on the tree and the groves of green leaves, he began to chant. Yes, very good. After that, yes. In the tone of Parvati. So, he was so much absorbed in telling Srimad Bhagavatam that Shankar could not knew that my wife Parvati is doing yes or anyone else. He began to. When 10th canto finished, 12 canto verse to be
about,
finished.
About
Parvati. Away. He took that. Oh, Swami, I have not heard. I just slept. Very wonderful thing. You are doing, yes, yes, sleeping. No, no, I am not doing so. So who was telling? In your same tune, in same life as you speak. He told. She told. No, no, I was slept. But who? Her? If anyone hear this, then he will never die. He will be amar.
Immortal.
Immortal. And he will be ready to go to Brajadham. And Ravan returned. So unqualified person should not hear. And so I am telling to you. But I think that any unqualified person has heard our Srimad Bhagavatam. Who is he? He began to search. He took his trishul.
Trigon.
And watching. Who is there? In groups he saw. That one parrot is there. Shankar wanted to attack by his
trigon.
By felling, throwing his tree.
Trigon.
But he flew. And he began to fly in air. And very nearer, he went to the ashram of cottage of Vyasadeva. Shankar followed him very quickly, but bird, so quickly he fled and went to that ashram, and he saw there that Vyasadeva was telling same Harikatha to
his wife,
Bhitika Devi. And he was hearing like this.
Become astonished.
Very attentively. So sparrow that went from the mouth of
Bhitika Devi
and went in the form of Bhitika Devi. Pyas was continued and heard 16 years continually all these things. Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, Srimad, Bhagavat, all Purans, all Veds, everything.
Siddha Pahila G.S. Kunda.
Siddha
Pahila Pakeshna G.S. Kunda. Siddha Pahila Pakeshna.
She came at once and told Vyasadeva. That's them and he did pranam each other. Vyasadeva is more respectable than Shankar because he is Narayan. And Shankar is also very renowned Vaishnava. He should be also respected. So they respected each other, that pranam sashtang to them. Not like us, there are so many bendings too. And one can then that is, don't go to Vaishnavas. But no bending. In any Shastra, any Guru cannot tell her disciple that you should not go to any renowned Vaishnava. And if he is doing so, he is avoiding all the rules and he must be punished. Anyone is to be punished. He can punish all like this. So we should fear. We should not deal that we are control of whole world. Controller is Krishna. Controlling is Gurudev. Even not other. We are not. We cannot control it. We should be controlled. And if you are telling our disciples said, don't go to my Gurudev or any bona fide person. then he secreted it. And he must not be carried out, his orders should not be carried out. Because he is guilty, and if we are following these new rules, then we are also guilty. Both those who murder and those who get the inspiration that you should murder, both are guilty. So we should not carry out this. We should learn all Vaishnavas, whether they are Kanishtha, Madhyam, Uttam. If an ant is taking the name of Krishna, they are worshipable for us. You should always be like this. Don't see any difference between Prabhupada's Shishya and other Shishya. If they are qualified, they should honor. If not qualified, qualified so much, he is Kanishtha Adhikari, yet he should be honored. If any dogs taking Mahaprasad and following Vaishnavas, I know a story when we were doing parikrama with our Gurudev, a dog, he jumped on the Ganges and crossed the river and he again continued us. Again when we were returning, boatman, he was not agreed to take that dog. We told him, we are giving pies to him. But he could not take, he again jumped and followed us. We embraced that. Really he was a Vaishnava. He should be respected. So you should do like this. We should teach all things from our Guru. Vyasa is our Guru and Shankara is our Guru. Respect each other. We should learn all the etiquettes. After that, Shankar told, Dasdev told, why you are so much upset? What you want? Why you are running and coming? He told that, I am searching a parrot and I will kill him. He is not qualified to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. But yet he has heard, so I said, I shall kill him. That's their talk that if anyone hears very patiently, with so much Shraddha Srimad Bhagavat, what becomes, what is the result of that road, fitness he becomes Amar Ajar.
Immortal.
If he has heard and he has become immortal, how can you kill? He began to laugh. Shankar realized this. And he also began to laugh and he returned. No? Then it was continued for 16 years. He was so much, he was the parent of Srimati Radhika. And hearing always Harikatha from Vyasa. After 16 years, they are there told, who are you, I told. But you should come out of your mother. From home, you should not be suffering to your mother. He replied at once, Parole. I cannot come in the
Maya.
Everywhere is Maya in this world. So I cannot come in Maya. He told that I am taking Maya for one moment and he should come. He said, I don't believe on him. If Krishna will come himself and tell that you should come, I am taking my Maya, then I will come. He at once prayed to Krishna and Krishna at once came and told that, O devotee, at once you should come out of your mother's home. I am Krishna coming from Dwarka and the ear set come out. At once, Krishna took his maya for a moment and he came out of home. And he was running towards forest. Yam praprajantamanupetavapaitavkirtyam apetakirtyam varne, not at that time cutting the novel from her mother. No snan, no bath, nothing. And he at once came out and he began to run towards forest. Vyasadeva was following him and telling, O Putra, O Putra, O Son, O Son. The Sukh did not reply in there. But the trees around him, as a pratipani,
echo,
came that, who is Putra, who is Son, who is father, who is mother, who is husband, who is wife? Krishna is only father. He is everything. All are his illusory. The relations are not correct, not true. So, Krishna should be worshipped. These relations will go out very soon. We see in this world, if the relations are not going in the time of when we are living, after that it will go away. Surely. So, he could not wait. He was going forward and Vyasa was following. He came to Manas Sarovar. So many ladies were taking bath, nagna, naked. Sukhdev went forward. And Sukhdev Goswami, naked at the age of 60, he was passing. They did not care, but when Vyas came, at once they came out of the pond and took their dresses and go down to Vyas. Vyas they told that it is very wonderful I saw. My son at the age of 16, very beautiful and naked,
young,
and you could not have any shame for him, but I am your father's grandfather. And you are so much ashamed by to see me. Why? They replied that when your son was going, he did not saw towards us. He saw like a oob. And he went in his meditation. But you are asking this question, why you are questioning us? That you are insensitive. He is not sensitive. All senses have been engaged in Krishna. Just returned. He told a poem of Srimad Bhagavatam and told to the their
hunters.
They used to go every day to catch some birds, animals, and selling them and by that they used to
maintain their life.
So that I am giving a mantra. So many
parrots
and animals and beasts, birds will come your
net.
And he learned him. One slok, they remembered. That slok was वरहापीडम नतवरबपु कर्णयो कर्णिकारम बिभ्रदवासः कनककपिशं वैजयन्ती चमालम् रन्धानवेणुरधरसुधया पूरयन् गोपवृन्दै वृन्दारण्यं सबदर्मनं प्राविशत गीतकीर्ति बेस्ट् इस्रो ब्यूटिफुल् इस्रो एक्स्प्लेन् हौ कृष्ण इस् सो ब्यूटिफुल् इन् होल् श्रीमद् भागवत नन् इस् को श्लोक इस् इक्वल् टु दीस् गोपीस् आर् टेलिङ्ग् दिस् इस् ऐ हेव् नो टैम् टु एक्स्प्लेन् सो वन् दिस् समरि दट् कृष्ण having float on his lotus, he appears. Servants that lets and lets, cows and lets, friends, having his body was like a cloud, new cloud, having so much water. Ghanashya in Sanskrit. And this chadar, this yellow, light, flashing light,
thunderbolt
comes and goes in a moment, but that cloud was there always, fixed, and this was Pitambara was also fixed. Having one flower, very yellow, on this here, Manlivar. And like a very beautiful elephant sun, moving like this, having this flower here sometimes, very cheerful, and his dream on controlling legs and legs out, giving his feet on the earth with so many arts are there, like kamal, pushpa, lotus fruits, like kalash, like so many things, 19 symptoms here, so all are chant by Krishna. So when he heard that slope, he came to that hunter and told, who is your Gurudev? Who has taught this? He told, an old man named Vyas. He has given this mantra that so many parrots will come. And so many, actually so many parrots can mate. And they are so glad. He told that, go to your Gurudev and ask him, what are the qualities of this person? Then Vyas and told, to whom you have glorified in this slok, Varahapidam, what are the qualities of that? Then he told that
Aho
Bakiyam Stanakalakutam Jighansaya Payadaya Dasadvi लेभे गतिं दन्धातृमुचितां ततोकं वा दयालुं शरणं व्रजे. A putna came, a demon came, lady demon, and he fought Kalkut beast. Kalkut beast means very dangerous
poison.
And gave in his
breast.
And he became like a mother, and went to Gokul in the Yashoda Bhavan, killing all the orphan boys, very little boys, and drinking the rakta, blood of all boys, and taking life and killing. So cruel for him. And when he went to Krishna, at once he saw that he is in the shape of mother, and he get not only salvation, more than that, like a mother, he gave him his cloak, dham. So, who is like, who is merciful like this, like Krishna? Those who don't go to that shelter of Krishna, so merciful, causeless merciful, they are like animals killing themselves. Atmaha. So we should go in the shelter of Krishna and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Shukdev Goswami, hearing, returned to his father. He told that, you are my guru. But Suk was playing a role as if he was a conditioned soul. But actually he was playing the role like that. And he came to Vyas. Vyas was again. He has written this Bhagavad. Jasya Vaishuyamanaya कृष्णे परम पुरुषे
भक्ति
उत्पद्यते पुरुषा शोक मोह भयाप बाय द ग्रेस ऑफ नारद ऋषि व्यास देव हैज रियलाइज ऑल दीज थिंग्स एंड सीन एज प्रत्यक्ष एंड देन ही हैज रिटन दिस श्रीमद् भागवत फॉर हुम दोज हु आर against Krishna and come to this prison of world controlled by Maya. For them he has published this Srimad Bhagavat. Bhagavat is not a grantha but divine. Krishna himself and Radha. He this all Srimad Bhagavat for him. And after that occasion came. He came to in the Sabha of Parikshit Maharaj and Parikshit Maharaj was to die within 7 days. At the end of 7 days he will die. A serpent will be cut. At that time. What is the time?
30 minutes.
So he came in the that Sabha, where Parikshit was taking nothing, water and any grain or anything. And he was sitting on the bank of Ganges. All the rishis mercy, lakhs and lakhs of rishis mercy. Himself, Vyas, Narad, Parashar, all the great rishis. Gathered, assembled there. There, Parikshit Maharaj and all others get the chair, Vyasasana, and he folded his hand, Parikshit Maharaj, and told, I want to know that a person who is dying just now, no time at all, what he should do. And the persons who are to die within 3 days, 4 days, 10 years, after 100 years, but they must die, what they should do. Two questions. First, those who are dying at once, for them what should do? And to Padong, who will die today, to after 2 days, 3 days, but they must die. You should know, we should understand that we will have to die. Anyone who has come to this world, they will have to surely to die. Those who have birth, they will have to die. And from this world we cannot take anything, anything, a farthing or anything. This body is there. No problem. Nothing is in it. So we should know. And we should try to do, we should try to serve Krishna and hear Hari Katha. If we are done in this human body, then we will have not to come in the womb of mother, no death, nothing. If in one, not in birth, very soon, Shabdo Hajjavasurustade, Kritivi Susri Takhna. Those who will hear this Bhagavatam for anybody, then for Vaishnava, very soon Krishna will come, enter. Like a Harikatha, Harikatha is not Harikatha Malli, it is himself Krishna, and he will come. At first he will do broom, this heart, and he will broom all these things, dust. What is dust? Asakti to this world. Myself is this body, these are my children, this is my husband, he is my, she is my wife, the all wells, gardens, everything, mine. And all these are to others. This is mine, this is others. This earth is mine, and this to neighbor. And all this to others. All belongs to Krishna. We are not one of them. Krishna is landlord. In this world no is no second landlord. Krishna is without second in this landlord. He is the supreme personality of all this. This should be. And we should try to serve Krishna. How we can serve? If he is dying, just at once, he cannot speak, then how, what to do? When once we went to a preaching, the name of that place was Siliguri near Himalayam, and we were about 30 devotees with Gurudev. And a person was dying and crying, save me, I am burning, so many things. I am just dying, save me. Some devotees came to me and we all went there, not only me, we only disciples went there. And I told him, Prabhu, you should tell Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama. I requested so many times, all requested, but he could not. Oh, I am dying, I am burning. Then I requested, Hare, you should, one time you should tell. But I cannot tell. So anyone cannot tell. If he has no previous samskar, he cannot tell. So we should try to begin from very early time when we had known. From today, from just, not for that I will tell it. From tomorrow or from the after. So, কি বলছিল? So Krishna comes in heart, throat, so what is our duty? If he is not hearing, not in a sense to tell, then tell in his ear. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He will take no medicine, no remedy. He cannot do any dan punya.
Donation
will not work there. He cannot do anything. So this name, Brahma, Sapta Brahma should be given to you. And if you have Tulasi and Ganga Jal or Jamuna Jal, if he cannot take in even you can have in his ear or some ear. Even you can touch it, germ will cannot come. Never he will come. You should remind Krishna. And if you are telling Hare Krishna, not Hare Krishna, only you have begun Hare and not Krishna you call, but yet Jamu come and apologize. It will, cannot come in 16 miles, it will not come. You should always remind this. So, he told that there is 7 days. You should also chant Harinam and hear. I am telling you Srimad Bhagavatam. Nothing to do anything, only listen. Parikshit Maharaj actually did nothing, he heard one from me. You should take notice and understand, try to. Why we should hear from bona fide Vaishnava Radhi? No? Hridayakashipu was so learned person. And when his brother was killed, he was giving so much Vedic knowledge to all. Her mother, brothers and all. But it was fruitless. No fruit at all. But we see that any reliable source telling Hari Katha, then it is good. Sukadeva Goswami told Harikatha and at once after 7 days he went to Golok Vrindavan. So we should hear Srimad Bhagavatam from any bona fide who is practicing well, he is serving his Gurudev, then it is should be heard and it will be fruitful, unless otherwise it will not. So today I am stopping my classes here. Gaur Premanande. Now, perhaps tomorrow we will be here. And after that, we will go to Gudhar Prabhu and there we can. I would like to have told so many things, Siddhanta. I also will tell some Siddhanta also. And also some pastimes, very beautiful and sweet pastimes of Krishna. So you will attach to that. And your this will develop more and more. Gaur Premanande. You should come forward and do kirtan.